Good morning. 7:23 a.m. on a Monday morning, October 15th. Cold this morning. It's 40 degrees. I'm in my parka. My fingers are freezing off. I gotta see if I can get my glove back on. We're making progress. We got covers for six matched and related covers for a certain solar clipper series. I'm very stoked about that. I got edits coming in today on the first book. I've got one batch of edits on the second book already. We'll be looking for another batch of edits on those soon. Sifiri's Call has not got its boost from Amazon yet, which is a little distressing because it's already beginning to fall off radar, and that's not good. We gotta see if we can't, with any luck, get some also bots, which will help let people know who aren't connected to me through social media that the new book is out. I've got audio to do today. I've got a panel with John Miro this morning. And when he asked me to do this, it was about alternative revenue streams. And I'm not quite sure why me, but I think other than I usually say yes. So he said, how about 10 o'clock? And I thought, okay, yeah, 10 o'clock is good. 10 o'clock is mid-morning. I can do mid-morning. Today is one of those strange timing days where I've got to go pick up kids at 1:30 instead of 3. And the problem with it, of course, is that today the elder daughter has band stuff that will keep her tied up until 2:30. So I have to go over at 1:30, pick up one, go back at 2:30, pick up the other one. And I suspect I'm going to have to go back at 6:30 because there will almost assuredly be a drama rehearsal tonight. Somewhere in there, I need to figure out what I'm going to fix for dinner, get what I need and fix it, along with getting some work done. So it's going to be a busy day today. Oh, and I missed the punchline. Moreau was talking 10 o'clock Eastern time. So 8 o'clock my time. Thanks, John. But it's good because it's making me get out and get the podcast out early so that I can get back and have some breakfast before I have to talk alternative revenue streams with John and Murr. So it should be interesting. I'm not quite sure what I'll have to contribute to this conversation, but we'll toss it in the mix, see what happens. Strange coincidences, strange happenings. I sold a copy of Light in the Dark last night. It was yesterday. Actually, the transaction went through apparently a couple of days ago, and I never saw it. So I just sent off last night the ebook. It's weird. I've got Zephyr's Call on automated delivery for ebooks, but I don't have, for some reason, I know why, but I don't have A Light in the Dark. The reason, of course, is that A Light in the Dark went up before I knew about the WordPress plugin that lets me just put them on my page and have people pay and download in one movement. So I've got to fix that. But the upside was that I emailed the individual and was pleasantly, I was like, oh geez, I'm really sorry, man. I didn't see the transaction. And his, turns out, is an ed tech professor who's using me as an example of the changes that have been wrought in the world of arts. the intersection of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and creative efforts. The fact that he can buy a book from me on my website for 99 cents. The fact that I can sell a book anywhere in the world from my website. That I don't need to have Amazon, although I'm very grateful for the sales that come from Amazon. Even without Amazon's assistance in terms of customers who bought this book also bought this other book, and vice versa, so that I get visibility. One of the problems, of course, at this point is that most of the also bots are going to be people who already know me because they came in through Deb Geary or they came in through one of the other people in social media. So it's not going to be terribly useful, but every little bit helps, particularly when you're talking marginal sales ranks. Down to 6,000 this morning, so I've dropped 2,000 points overnight, which is not too surprising, given that the book's been out a week. We've pretty much exhausted the mailing list and regular listeners. There'll still be people who surface a month from now and say, oh my gosh, I didn't realize. So I've been getting some feedback on the EPUB, and I'm very confused because I'm getting conflicting noisy. I'm getting conflicting feedback on the EPUB for Zyferia's Call. I've got it in the hands of a couple different people. One person's tested it on every device they own, and it works fine. Another person can't get it to work. Apparently, font weight heavy is not an acceptable tag in CSS for some reader that I haven't been able to find out what it is yet. It works on everything else. I've pulled heavy out because I don't think it's actually invoked anywhere. It was in the CSS when I saved from LibreOffice. So I've pulled it out and I've re-rendered the ebook. The EPUB. Big ass truck, get out of the way. He was going to let me go, but I don't really want to hold up progress here while I bumble across the street. So, I also heard from Anita that there's some ordering of the tags that either comes out of Calibre or does some other weird thing that has a tendency to mung up open and close tags when there's a line of an explicit line break. I'm not exactly sure what that's about, other than a flawed implementation of browser. I do know which one Anita uses, and I'm going to get a copy of that. Let's see if I can get Cool Reader certified here so that we don't run into that problem. The thing is that I review this thing in a browser, in a web browser, before I compile it into ebook format, and it's the HTML that goes to Kindle. And Tara took me to task for why do I need to have that level of control. And really, all I'm really caring about is that the text lays on the page in correct sequence. And that means indented first line, no break between paragraphs. It's really all I'm trying to make sure that I accomplish. And I do that because I really hate reading books that have all that extra white space in them. You know, if it's me and it's just a document that I've thrown out because it's more convenient for me to read it on my phone than it is to carry the paper around, yeah, it's different. But when I buy a book, I want the book to look like a book. I want the ebook to look like an ebook. I want the page to lay down correctly. I don't care what font you use. I don't care what size you use. But I want it to be no first line indent at the beginning of a chapter, and first line indent on every other paragraph with no break between paragraphs. So it looks like an ebook and not like a web page. Now, you wouldn't think that that would be very difficult, but it turns out to be stupidly difficult, because apparently every reader reads differently. So the same CSS, the same code, the same implementation that works perfectly on 9 readers will not work on the 10th. And it's that guy on the 10th reader who will leave a review that says poor formatting. And I won't say what the poor formatting is, but that's what they're talking about, is blank lines between paragraphs. It's like, oh, damn. I've got to the point now where I've got to get these books out, so I've got some techniques that seem to work most of the time. I'm going to use those techniques for those marginal cases where they don't work. You know, it's formatted for Kindle. You want a Kindle? No. Well, expect a little hinky. Now, Kindle Fire, yeah, okay. That problem with not being able to scan past the beginning of the chapter, that was a problem. But I got that one fixed. I know how to fix that one. And it's no more work to do it the right way the first time, now that I know what the right way is, than it was to do it the wrong way 4 times, trying to find a way to make it work. That's particularly important for South Coast, because South Coast has a huge number of chapters. QuarterShare has some, but not a huge number. The linked table of contents is an interesting choice, and so is the top of the beginning of the story set. I'm not sure that I don't understand why Kindle Fire and Kindle operate differently in that regard, but they appear to. So at any rate, I'll have this down by the time I get to dun 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 Captain Share. Oh, I heard from one of the editors, and I had an editor in Australia who's doing a wonderful job for me, and I'm very grateful. And one of the things that I kept getting back was comments like modify to conform to common standard or something. And I couldn't understand what the hell was going on, because I didn't understand what common standard was being applied. And the changes were nonsensical in the context that I was seeing them. We've changed emails over the weekend, and I think we've got it ironed out now. One of the problems has to do with a misunderstanding about what the basis of what spelling standards we would use. And one of the problems is that one of the common words is one of the words that he keeps trying to spell differently. And I understand now why. In fact, I think I might even agree with him, but the standard he was applying was for a book that hadn't been edited. So the reason that it didn't match all the rest was that it never went through the process to make it match all the rest. And so he was retroactively applying that book to the older ones. It's like, yeah, I can see why that's a difficult issue. So that was interesting. I think we did get it ironed out. I spent an hour or so laying out some of the rationale and reasoning, so that with any luck, it won't You know, I don't want to waste his time by having him correct stuff that's not wrong. Particularly where it's a common word that's used a lot, and if we're going to respell it, all I have to do is do a find and replace on the bad spelling, put the good spelling in, and we're done. One of the issues, of course, is context makes a big difference. Whether you're talking about, for example, a cargo man. Now, a cargo man is a guy who works in the cargo division. And it could be anybody, when it's two words, cargo man, could be like cargo guy, could be like man who works in cargo, one of the cargo crewmen. That's different than the rank cargoman, which is one word, and capitalized when it's a title, not capitalized when it's not, the same way you would capitalize lieutenant when you're talking about Lieutenant Bob Jones, but you wouldn't talk about it when you said Bob Jones is a lieutenant. So there's some standardization there. There's also a mix. Robin alternatively capitalized the names of the divisions of the ships, or didn't, depending on her mood that book. So one thing I noticed was that some of the books have, like, engineering division capitalized, which it should be, and some of the books have engineering division not capitalized, which is wrong. So we're going to go through and find all of those and try to fix them, which is going to be tedious, but I think I could search for engineering and deck, cargo, and steward, because those are the names of the division. So even if I use shorthand, like talked about engineering, not about the engineering division, it will work out okay. So yeah, little details like this, it's like, oh man. But I have covers. I have covers that I really like, which was one of the drawbacks that I was having. I came across a bunch of covers. I drew a bunch of covers. I had like 27 at this point, different covers for a quarter share. And some of them were okay. Some of them were, eh. Some of them were close. But I think we got them. I think we've got some awesome covers. And the covers represent the progression from heading out to the deep dark. And I'm really pleased. No, they don't have spaceships on, but I'm really pleased with the way the covers turned out. So more about that probably in a later episode. We'll talk about that later when we get closer to the time. And let's see, it's Monday. A week ago, we were just on the back side of the Ann Crispin fallout. Today we're well on the way to recovery. It's a lot to happen in a week. It's no wonder I'm tired. I overslept over the weekend. Slept until 5 o'clock this morning, which is almost unheard of, but not quite. But here I am, at the back gate. I've made it one more day. Tomorrow is another day, and I'll talk to you then.